Good morning. This is the Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for podcasters. Happy Friday. I hope y'all are having a blessed start to your day. I hope you had an amazing, blessed Thanksgiving with your loved ones. I know I'm very grateful for my husband, Jeremy, my children, Paul, Michael, Consuelo. And I wanted to wish everyone a blessed, blessed Thursday yesterday. And today is Friday. We're doing a new podcast. I'm going to do a short one, reflecting back on Amy Peters' book, Week 44 of the Writer's Devotional, and 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. I know some of you are finishing up with National Novel Month, NaNoWriMo. This could be a really good book for that because it focuses on different weeks and different topics depending on the day. Now, the last time The Daily with Syl Stein presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm happy to be with you here on the Daily, now through Spotify for podcasters. Happy, happy Friday. Now, I know a lot of you are probably doing your Black Friday stuff. I don't really do that. It's been a long while since I do that, but I wanted to reflect back on Writer's Devotional. And we discussed on my last show that we did, it was Writers on Writing. And we discussed the author, Sidney Sheldon. Then on Tuesday, we talked about motivation and we reflected on different stuff. But we discussed the author of The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. We talked about Twilight series by Stephanie Myers. Try to think of others' good luck as encouragement for yourself. So there's a lot of different ways that people begin to write. Like Stephanie Myers, it says, Stephanie Myers' best-selling Twilight series has produced a host of successful copycat books about vampires. Just imagine how our world would look if Myers had decided that Bram Stoker's success with Dracula meant that there was no room for another vampire saga. She created it off a dream. And then from her characters, E.L. James created 50 Shades of Grey. So, you know, from the fan fiction. So, of course, the different characters, but they were inspired by Bella and Edward, who are the main characters of Twilight, aside from Jacob. But in any case, those were the things we discussed on last week's show. Monday, Writers on Writing. Tuesday, Motivation. Then we had writing class. It was create an investigation of a local politician gone rogue. And that's something that you can do on your own. Who, what, when, where, why, how. It's not like you don't have material for that. But I'm not going to be discussing that kind of topic in this show because I don't want to put politics in my show. But in any case, there's a lot to write about. Or you can just change it to an investigative expose or something. And then Thursday, editing. And we spoke about alliteration. And then Friday, biography. We spoke about Jonathan Swift. And now today I'm going to discuss, for Saturday, books to read. Now, there's a book called Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. I read that a long time ago. In the end, what will happen will be what has happened whenever a civilization breaks up. The people who have brains and courage come through, and the ones who haven't are winnowed out. Sorry. That's by quote by Margaret Mitchell, the author. When Gone with the Wind was published, the country had come out of World War I, only to fall into the Great Depression. Hints of another global conflict were already emerging. But like the characters in Mitchell's novel, most Americans were optimistic that with courage, all would be well. Margaret Mitchell's sweeping romantic novel was set in the antebellum and post-antebellum South. Mitchell created characters that remain etched in the minds of countless Americans. Tough as nails, Scarlett O'Hara, whom Mitchell originally wanted to call Pansy, the feminine yet immensely strong Melanie Wilkes, and of course the swashbuckling Rhett Butler, forever famous for uttering, "My dear," or you already know what he says before that, "My dear, I don't give a damn." In the movie, the line was modified to, it says, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." and was uttered by the perfectly cast Clark Gable. Famed Southern writer Pat Conroy, upon rereading Gone with the Wind, said, "It is an extraordinarily good book. That is why the book remains as popular today as its publication." With a passion for her subject and skilled language, Mitchell vividly recreates an important era in the American history. And if you haven't read Gone with the Wind, I hope that you will, because it's an extraordinary book, and it discusses, you know, what was going on during that era. Even though it is a work of fiction, she creates characters that are so vivid, you feel like you can connect with them. So I hope that you will read the book and then watch the movie, because I think Scarlett O'Hara, I think it's, Vivian Leigh as Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler as Clark Gable as Rhett Butler are amazing. And so is the ensemble cast. So now I'm going to go into Sunday writing prompt. And this is, like I said, this is a short show. I just wanted to make sure to do a podcast because I get so busy during the day. And it is supposed to be called The Daily with Sol Stein. But unfortunately, I have a lot of stuff happen, which is good, you know, to keep busy. But I need to find a way to create more shows for the podcast because I really miss discussing books and writing writers, interviewing authors and doing, discussing the different books that you want to read along with coffee and just sharing writing tips and different things. So, and I'm as I'm doing all these different tasks during this break or time, I am trying to focus more on trying to hone in on the things I need to do. Just like this book hones in your writing skills, I'm trying to figure out how to time manage everything to get it done. So I'm really excited. That's why I feel like you can hear me going out of breath back and forth because I'm walking around trying to do a different task as I'm doing the podcast and enjoy a cup of coffee. Of course, today was Folgers on my Keurig roast, a regular roast flavor. And I hope you're enjoying your day too. And I hope you'll send those pictures of your mugs enjoying your coffee. Like I said, hashtag the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. And of course, hashtag at the Daily with Sol Stein through Spotify for podcasters. And now we're going to week 44. Writing prompt, a place that changed my life. So this is something that you can really focus on, especially if you're doing National Novel Month. Have you ever visited a place that remains stuck in your consciousness long after you've left? Why was this the case? Was it the people you met, the architecture, or a singular experience while you were there? These questions form the premise of this prompt. For Esquire magazine journalist John Bernadette, that place turned out to be Savannah, Georgia. A lifelong New Yorker, he discovered in the early 1980s that a Super Saver fare to Savannah cost the same as an entree in a high-end Manhattan restaurant. Baron Dent then spent the next 8 years traveling between Savannah and New York City, writing about this sleepy southern town and its lively community. The result was his best-selling book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. While it read like a novel, it was a true piece of nonfiction. Part investigative journalism, part travelogue, he was able to captivate the imagination of his readers to the point where tourism in Savannah has flourished. People from all over the world wanted to experience the sights and sounds to which they were first introduced in the book. So there's a lot of different places, and I've heard a lot of good things about Savannah, Georgia. I actually, in my book, Battered Mind, I am going to be discussing Atlanta and Alpharetta, Georgia, because the book takes place in Georgia and North Carolina, and it's a work of fiction, but I've heard a lot of, you know, my in-laws have been to Savannah, Georgia. A friend of mine, Lisa, shout out to her, has been to Savannah, Georgia. There's been many different people that have traveled and have said a lot of good things about Savannah, Georgia, and I myself have heard, I haven't visited myself, I visited parts of Georgia, but not Savannah, which is strange, right? But I suggest, you know, that you find a place that you, that stuck with you, that you loved. For me, it was when I went to, years ago, my sister and I, my sister Frances and I, and a friend of ours, Mary, we traveled to Guanajuato, Mexico. And the stuff we saw there was amazing. Back when, you know, when it was a safer time to travel to Guanajuato, Mexico. Mexico has a lot of beautiful sites, but, you know, in the last few years, there's been a lot of different things happening that make it hard to travel sometimes to different places. I'm not saying everywhere, but Guanajuato, Mexico was a beautiful place of different, it's almost like, I've never been to Italy, but the roads, when you're walking down in certain parts of there, it reminds you of that serene Italy, like when you're walking through the streets of Italy, and it has these old hotels that look like castles, like an old castle where you can stay at the time it was Santa Cecilia's, these cathedrals that are magnificent and beautiful. So for me, that place will always be a something that I'll close my eyes and still remember. There are many other places, of course, but I loved visiting St. Patrick's Church in New York City, and that was beautiful, of course. And there's many other places, but among those stands, Guanajuato, Mexico was very, very a place that I will never forget, and the people and how charming it was. So that's something that I would write about if I could. And like you said, you know, and if you decide to write on Writers on Writing, you can write like a part journalism, part expose, part travelogue, different things that you can focus on to give you that motivation to write. The whole point of this show today, for the Daily Whistle Stein through Spotify for Podcasters, is to just kind of go back to my roots, which is talking about books that give the author a chance to focus on their skills and be able to provide more of that as in the coming weeks to come. So I hope that I can recommend more books like I did that one summer, recommending different books to read. For now, I will say that please check out Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell if you have not read it. There are other books that you can also look into if you're looking for some type of crime, or not too much horror, but kind of crime. Ruth Ware has different books that you can read that are very, very exciting. I think The Lying Game is one. That's by Ruth Ware. And then there's also In a Dark Room. She has several books. Check those out. And of course, check out books by local authors that are also amazing that you should be already reading if you haven't. There's my good friend Lori Fontanes. She's got a book coming out, and I'm hoping she's working on that. Shout out to her. I hope to have her on my show. She wants to write the Stalker book. I think it will be out at some point. I know she was working on that, but she has The Closet, and I hope you'll check out her books. Lori is Lori Fontanes, Fontanez. So I hope you'll check out her books. There's also books by Jeff Brown, AJ Brown, and he's also a local author. There's also books by Christian author Christian Fried. I hope you'll check out his books. And of course, check out my own books by me, Sylvia Stein. And I have redone Through Ingram Spark, Closure, a Novella, which is my first book, Closure. And I also have Chasing Clarity, The Diary of a Broken Father, and soon to be Battered Mind, I'm hoping by next year, which is a book I've taken my time on. But I hope everyone has an amazing rest of your Friday. And I hope you enjoy drinking your coffee. Join me for more episodes of The Daily Whistle Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your Friday. And thank you for joining me today. I know it wasn't cut up into different sections. I just wanted to do a one wrap into at least 15, 16 minutes of where I'm talking about the writer's devotional and just kind of share a little bit about what's been going on with the podcast and hoping to keep more shows going. I'm hoping to do another show tomorrow and hopefully next week try to provide a couple of more shows as we go. Enjoy your Friday and thank you again for joining me on The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And I want to wish everyone a blessed, blessed rest of your holiday weekend. I hope you had a blessed Thursday. Like I said, we also have the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. And be blessed, everyone. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you for joining me. And please check out the book by Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional. And you can get that through Amazon. I think you can also get it on Barnes & Noble, but it is available through Amazon. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you for joining me.